The Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon gets out of jail today. After serving 4 months on his contempt of Congress conviction, he surrendered unrepentant July 1st at a minimum security federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut.
I am proud to go to prison. If this is what it takes to stand up to tyranny, if this is what it takes to stand up to the Garland corrupt criminal DOJ.
It's expected he'll make remarks in New York City this afternoon. Vice President Harris delivers a speech on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. tonight, same spot the former President Trump rallied supporters before the attempted insurrection almost 4 years ago. Sedgwick County, Kansas authorities report Saturday's death of Amanda Gallagher, a photographer who, while trying to take a picture of fellow skydivers, backed into the still-running propeller of a Cessna 182 at a skydiving center outside Wichita. This is...
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Badgers get ready for the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with another primetime game. They head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. Saturday night at 6:30. Luke Fickell on what they learned in their loss to Penn State over the weekend.
They made more plays than we did, and in those situations, especially as it came down late in the game, those ones are the critical ones. And they're not like plays out of the ordinary. It's plays that come along with execution and plays that come along with being poised enough throughout that entire game to be able to anticipate some of those things. And as you look back at it, that's where, to me, I'd say they did a better job.
NFL, an MRI shows no serious damage for Jordan Love. The Packers quarterback played against the Jaguars with a groin injury. Matt LaFleur.
I just thought it was a pretty gutty performance. He was definitely hurting. His ability to move, to really drive the football, you know, I thought it was just a tough, gritty performance.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Celtics 119-108. They've now lost three in a row. They're in Memphis Thursday night for Halloween. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, a GOP-connected super PAC backing Jill Stein in Wisconsin, Mr. Ethics Scott Ross joins me to talk about dehumanizing ads, plus overtime with Maggie Dawn. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy and warm today with near record high temperatures in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40 at times. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, falling temperatures with scattered rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night will drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Election Day is just a week away, and Sandy Williams will be here Tuesday morning to discuss the striking difference between the two presidential candidates and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Have you ever stopped to think about the election next week influencing the markets this week? Well, it's happening, and if you're a farmer, you should be paying attention to it. Welcome in, everybody. It's a Tuesday. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. That's one of the items we'll be discussing this morning with John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He'll be joining us live in the last half hour. Weather-wise, what can I tell you? The good news is we do have rain on the horizon, and that's important, not just for farmers, but if you've got a lawn, if you've got some gardening that you are still wrapping up, that moisture can be critical. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, will join us with the weather details we're looking for. But the weather I see on this forecast provides us with a pretty good chance of rain starting Wednesday afternoon into the evening hours, maybe even into Thursday. We'll see what Stu has to say about that. Sunshine on the way today, unseasonably warm with a high right around 81.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Rick Adamski and Valerie Dantoin, the hardworking farmers at Full Circle Farm in Shawnut County, have been named finalists for the Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award. Their family farm, which has been around for over a century, shows a strong commitment to sustainable farming through creative conservation practices. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, and Rick and Valerie explain that by using managed grazing and diversifying what they grow, they have effectively blended caring for the environment with their farming approach.
The farm has been located in Shawnut County. It's been in my Adamski family for over 100 years. My grandparents purchased the farm in 1900. Since then, they've purchased a few extra parcels. We've been mostly a mixed farm with several different enterprises. Dairy was the prominent enterprise from its origin, although hogs and others were present. My grandfather was instrumental in starting a dairy co-op almost right next door for two townships. There were about 60 patrons through the years. My parents and my uncle operated the farm for 40 years. I had started taking over ownership in the late 80s. Valerie and I were married in 1990, and we operated the farm since 1990. Together, we became certified organic in 2003. The dairy operation ended in 2014, and we've been raising grass-fed beef and direct marketing since then. In 2017, our son Andrew returned from college with his partner Heather Toman, and they started an LLC producing fresh vegetables for market fresh vegetables. Going back a step, I would be remiss to not emphasize managed grazing has been an integral part of the farm for since 87 was when I first started using managed grazing for feeding the dairy cattle and the replacement heifers, and it's been continuously used since then. And that definitely is the foundation of our farm, is the managed grazing.
What inspired you to adopt managed grazing then? What was that driving factor behind that?
Managed grazing was a decision on my part because I felt like the margin of profit was critical. The difference between inputs and the outcome was all that mattered in terms of making a profit for the farm. And I felt like operating at a lower risk, requiring fewer inputs, was the option that I was perceiving at the time that would be beneficial. I had just completed a degree in soil science from UW Stevens Point and realized that carbon, organic matter in the soil, is one of the most critical important nutrients that's overlooked. And I was trying to increase our organic matter in the soil, or at least stabilize it. So those were the compelling reasons why I chose managed grazing at that time and why we've continued with it.
How did your conservation efforts, such as building soil organic matter and sequestering carbon, come about? What benefits have you been seeing since implementing these practices?
I would say that the results have been consistent. I would not be comfortable to say that we've increased organic matter level. I would be comfortable to say that we've maintained organic matter levels. Regularly see 3 to 5% organic matter in all of our soils. It definitely has helped nutrient holding capacity. It's helped water holding capacity. Our soils have a high infiltration rate. We've been participating in various testing projects throughout our farming career, including groundwater studies. We did demonstration plots in the early 80s. Demonstrating managed grazing practices. We've participated in many serious other reports and other projects with other groups, especially through the Grassworks organization. We've had a lot of connections with the farmers and researchers and advocates of managed grazing through the Grassworks organization.
Yeah, so one of the studies that Rick participated in was the Wisconsin Discovery Farms project, and we had very low phosphorus runoff from our farm. Like, they almost thought something was wrong with the study because it was so low. And that's a result of our managed grazing and that high organic matter in the soil. So that's one of the type of things that the Sand County Foundation and Aldo Leopold Conservation Award is looking for in, you know, a farm that is doing good with working lands and also protecting the land and the water.
Can you share more about your habitat and migration corridors that you guys have created? I know you've got with your wetlands, your woodlands, your pond, riparian buffers. You've got a lot going on. So take us through what you're doing and why it's important for your farming operation.
We've tried to participate in some of the programs that reward farmers for putting aside some habitat for native species, and we've done pollinator habitat. We have established tree corridors, and we do have a wetland-ish stream corridor running through the farm. Well, we definitely buffer it from our grazing cattle, but we've also insulated it from our cropland so that wildlife can migrate through the farm. And we have had big game go through there, and that's okay with us. We're cohabitating with wildlife, and we don't mind them using the space also. And I think that's another aspect of a land ethic, is we don't want all the land just for ourselves. We're willing to share back some of it with the native inhabitants, the animals and wildlife that were here before.
Charity, one more thing that I would like to add about that is that we're exploring and will be applying to participate in the grassland bird habitat project probably next year. We are eligible. We're in the application process right now because the grassland bird species are the group of birds that have been their population has been most decimated over the last 20 to 50 years. And we've always recognized that we've had bobolinks and meadowlarks and other grassland birds in our pastures as we've gone about this managed grazing process, and being recognized as a significant contributor. And we'll tweak it a little bit and improve creating even better habitat once we're enrolled in the program.
And what does it mean to you guys to be recognized as a finalist for the Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award?
It's quite an honor to be a finalist. We realize there are plenty of really decent farmers out there on the land trying to uphold land ethic. And we realize most farmers want to do the right, the ethical thing for their land. So as a finalist, I think it's just a great chance to help demonstrate for other farmers how you can have working land that also is land that is okay for the environment, or at least doesn't take it backwards. So we're pretty excited about being a finalist.
Definitely. Both Valerie and I were influenced greatly by the readings of Aldo Leopold. We've not only read Fan County Almanac, but have followed and understood the interpretation of his work through the years. And so many quotes of what he has said are referenced. We know we can't duplicate what he had done. We've got a different environment than he worked in. But I think the greatest one is that he was able to impact or realize that we were a part of a community. One of my favorite quotes of his is that we only begin to treat the land when we see it as a community of which we are a part. And I definitely do feel that we are a part of the community of this land and trying to do our best at that.
So what advice would you give to other farmers then that are interested in implementing some of those similar conservation practices that you guys have?
Well, one question most farmers would have is, how do you know what is the right thing or the correct thing to do to try and have a land ethic? And I'll quote Leopold again. He says, a thing is right when it tends to preserve the integrity, stability, and beauty of the biotic community. And then he goes on to say, it's wrong when it does otherwise. So my advice would be to start maybe with some small corners of your land and turn them back over to nature. Maybe work with NRCS, County Land Conservation, to take something out of production that's marginally productive for you, but would be of great benefit for pollinators or for wildlife or for nesting birds. So I'd start small and then think long term. Think about what your farmland is going to look like in 200 years and think about sequestering that carbon in the soil. And how are you going to hold that for the future generations? We're so blessed to be on a landscape here in the Midwest that is a true breadbasket of the world. We have the right climate. We have the right soils. We have the right tools. And if we don't take care of that, we're doing future human populations a disservice. So we have to think really long term, and maybe 100 years or 200 years from now, not just what we need in order to be profitable on our farms, but what our farms need to be sustainable into the future.
That's Rick Adamski and Valerie D'Antoine of Full Circle Farm along with us, one of this year's Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award finalists. They added that feeding people while regenerating the ecosystem is the most important thing that they can do as farmers. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. That,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Insha Rahman. We're going to talk about crime, public safety, policing, and immigration, and what voters in Wisconsin really want.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
A week and our winter wheat. Right now, 66% of that crop called good to excellent. That's down 9 percentage points in a week. And you know it's all because we haven't seen any rain.
Yeah, it's just so very dry. But that very well is going to change before this week's over.
That's the good news. Tell me more about it. Today is going to blow people's mind when they walk outside this morning because we're almost to 70 degrees already.
Yeah, a really mild start. You know, there's some discussion that we could break some records. Had to look them up. The record high for La Crosse, 81, 82 at Madison. We're going to be in that neighborhood. That's pretty much normal all across the state. We're going to be pushing up into the upper 70s or close to 80. And it has to do with a warm front meandering northeastward through central Wisconsin this morning. A cool front out to the west in Minnesota. I don't have rain in the forecast today. I don't expect it's going to pop up here. There's some rain over eastern lower Michigan and rain out in North Dakota, northwest South Dakota. As we expect over the next day or two, that warm front moves in, a cool front swings in from the west, and showers begin to show up as we head through Wednesday into Wednesday night, could linger into Thursday. That really mild air today, that goes away too. We get a lot cooler. Park Falls may see snowflakes come Thursday. Oh, hold on. Let's get more information right after this.
Football players are equipped with standard equipment, helmet, shoulder pads, and cleats. What if the entire front line was issued Bobcat equipment from Bobcat Plus? Not only would the game be more interesting, the added Bobcat attachments would make cleanup and turf grooming so much easier for the groundskeeper.
Visit Bobcat Plus in Appleton and BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed and list corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and...
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance, but it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Our rainfall reporters are anxious already, Stu. Give us more details. Today's going to be beautiful, but then things start changing.
Well, beautiful temps, some sunshine, but windy. Keep that in mind. A very windy day in store as we push up into the upper 70s and low 80s. South winds today easily gusting to 30 and 35. Overnight, the clouds roll in. We don't cool off a great deal, back into the 60s. A little cooler in the north. South winds still strong, gusting to 30 and 35. Tomorrow's the day rain begins to edge in. More clouds, showers, maybe a thunderstorm in some areas. The heaviest rain, I'd say Wabasha, Minnesota to La Crosse and up toward Neillsville, Clark County area. Could be a couple of inches, 1 to 2 inches in that area. The rest of us not quite so heavy. Still tomorrow in the low and mid 70s with strong south winds. And then the rain lingering into Thursday. Pam, temps even dropping a little bit Thursday during the day. A lot of us in the low 40s, and with those west winds still pretty gusty.
Well, we expect the temperatures to fluctuate for sure. Now we'll just keep our fingers crossed on measurable rain, hey?
Yeah, make sure you shake the dead bugs out of the rain gauge today.
Very good. All right, buddy, we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right, see ya.
Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist with your weather forecast. And hey, rainfall reporters, I know it's been a while since we've had a chance to use it, but don't forget, the talk text line is always open, rain or shine, it doesn't matter. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Good morning to my rainfall reporter from Alto that's already excited about the potential. 877-301-FARM. You got something on your mind, something you're noticing out there, you go ahead and let me know. I got the screens up. I'll be able to read your information immediately. Information on the way, courtesy of our friend from John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He's joining us in a little while. Stick around.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon gets out of jail today. After serving 4 months on his contempt of Congress conviction, he surrendered unrepentant July 1st at a minimum security federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut.
I am proud to go to prison. If this is what it takes to stand up to tyranny, if this is what it takes to stand up to the Garland corrupt criminal DOJ.
It's expected he'll make remarks in New York City this afternoon. Vice President Harris delivers a speech on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. tonight. Same spot the former President Trump rallied supporters before the attempted insurrection almost 4 years ago. Sedgwick County, Kansas authorities report Saturday's death of Amanda Gallagher, a photographer who, while trying to take a picture of fellow skydivers, backed into the still-running propeller of a Cessna 182 at a skydiving center outside Wichita. This is...
Civic Media News. I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Badgers get ready for the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with another primetime game. They head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. Saturday night at 6:30. Luke Fickell on what they learned in their loss to Penn State over the weekend.
They made more plays than we did, and in those situations, especially as it came down late in the game, those ones are the critical ones. And they're not like plays out of the ordinary. It's just plays that come along with execution and plays that come along with being poised enough throughout that entire game to be able to anticipate some of those things. And as you look back at it, that's where, to me, I'd say they did a better job.
NFL, an MRI shows no serious damage for Jordan Love. The Packers quarterback played against the Jaguars with a groin injury. Matt LaFleur.
I just thought it was a pretty gutty performance. He was definitely hurting. His ability to move, to really drive the football, you know, I thought it was just a tough, gritty performance.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Celtics 119-108. They've now lost three in a row. They're in Memphis Thursday night for Halloween. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mary Hayes is the chair of the Shawinigan Democrats for Bayfield and Ashland counties. Going to get a little update with her. We will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy and warm today with near record high temperatures in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40 at times. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, falling temperatures with scattered rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night will drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, Land of My Dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process could take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
To your tight end, put him anywhere.
Yeah, it's definitely dry across the state of Wisconsin. The latest crop progress report shows right now that 23% of our pastures across the state are rated good to excellent. That's down 3 percentage points in 1 week's time. That is making not only farmers nervous, but the markets nervous as well. We've got the election next week. A lot of international buying that's come into agriculture, trying to get ahead of that wave. We'll talk about it all with John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live on this Tuesday morning. Morning. I'm Pam Yonke. Thanks so much for checking in with the Midwest Farm Report on this, the 29th day of October. On this day back in 1863, the Red Cross was founded, also known as the International Committee of the Red Cross. It is a humanitarian institution that's been a three-time recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. Started on this day back in 1863. John Glenn flew on the Discovery Shuttle on this day in 1998, making him the oldest person to fly in space at 77. On this day in 2012, Hurricane Sandy hit the eastern seacoast. A Category 2 storm, but boy, did it do damage. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $50 billion, all said, all done. Happy birthday today to Winona Ryder. She's 53. Kate Jackson from Charlie's Angels turned 76. And Richard Dreyfuss, he is 77 years young. And now you know. Catching up with our friends from the Steffes Group. You know that website, don't you? Steffes Group.com. You want to pick up the phone, give them a call. You are welcome to do that. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Randy Kath along with us from the Steffes Group today. He's on his way to Wisconsin. Tell me about this big dairy sale that's coming up, Randy.
Well, we got a pretty exciting live auction coming this Friday, November 1st. Down in Sharon, Wisconsin, 10 a.m. start. Bruce and Scott Vanderveen, known as Vandell Dairy, registered jerseys, selling about 250 head, roughly half cows and half heifers. Herd is ranked number one in the country for fat, or for milk and protein for herd size, number 10 in the country for fat. Just a really, really fancy, high-production herd.
Well, and you've got all that production information online if people want to check it out before they show up for the physical auction on Friday, or there is still kind of the website option, too, isn't there?
Absolutely. We have videos posted of every single individual animal that's going to be selling. You can join us live on Friday at 10 a.m. for the live sale. We also have online bidding available, so you can follow along with us live through the webcast. The other option you would have, if you cannot attend or be able to watch it, you can place absentee bids prior to the sale. So however you want to participate, we'll help you get going.
What kind of action have you gotten on this one, Randy? Because, again, Jersey genetics are very, very sought after. And when you've got this kind of a elite herd that's kind of going out for the masses, so to speak, I got to believe your phone's been ringing.
Yeah, the phone's been ringing. I checked the analytics this morning. Even 5 days away from the auction, we've already had over 90 registered bidders and from 11 states so far. So the web traffic has been phenomenal. I would say we're geared up for a good day. You know, I think there's going to be cattle priced in every range. Ultimately, if you have interest in the Jersey genetics, don't be afraid to come on down and join us. But you will not be disappointed in the quality.
Yeah, no kidding. Again, if you're just joining us, Vandell Farms, a registered Jersey dairy cattle herd that's selling the animals, coming up this Friday, November 1st, starting online at 9 a.m. with absentees. 10 o'clock, you can be at the actual farm, and you've got all the details on how to get there, protocol, et cetera, Randy, on the website?
Everything on the website, including videos of every animal, so you can go through the DHI, you can go through the herd check, you can go through the vaccination protocol. Everything is at your fingertips online. If you don't have the technology or ability to get online, simply put a call into me and we'll get you squared away.
Excellent. Again, Randy Kath along with us. A little change up for the Steffes Group, but you understand why. This is a fantastic dairy cattle retirement sale coming up from Vandell Farms in Sharon, Wisconsin. Again, it's going to be a physical live on-site auction, but you also have the online options as well. Go to steffesgroup.com. Find out more. STEFFES group.com. Or like Randy said, you don't have the technology or you have a few questions, call them 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Randy Kath along with us from the Steffes Group.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed and list corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and...
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Welcome back. We've got John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, just around the corner. This dry weather is weighing heavy on Wisconsin farmers' minds, even though the harvest is behind them. Right now, they're worried about winter wheat and pasture conditions. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service showed winter wheat, as of Sunday, was rated 66% good to excellent. That's down 9 percentage points in a week, largely due to the dry weather. Same situation with our pastures. 23% of our pastures across the state, good to excellent. That's down 3 percentage points in just 1 week's time. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning are firm. Right now, December corn trading 2 cents stronger at 413. November soybeans are up a nickel at 979. Currently, December wheat's unchanged at 559. The March wheat also unchanged at 579. Dairy markets yesterday, barrel and block cheese both stood still. The AA butter dropped 2 cents to $2.67.5. November class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 9 this morning at $20.22, with December up a nickel at $20.15 a hundredweight. So next week is the election. You've been hearing plenty about it, and the markets are paying attention as well. Greg McBride, a commodity broker with Allendale Services, says that in fact they've seen a few international sales this week pending the election next week.
Yeah, definitely. That is the real million-dollar question at this point. What happens in a week from tomorrow with the election? And we know that from what we've heard from the Trump side, if he wins, he is going right back into that tariff situation, trying to balance out trade with all of our all of our trade partners, whether it's China, the EU, whoever. And tariffs are the road that he's chosen to go on. And we saw that before. If you look back at 18 and 19, the damage that did to prices, and that's got people a little bit scared. So you may see things where they try and get some of these purchases done ahead of that, maybe increase tariffs later on down the road. Don't hurt them as bad, but that is something to be watching. So this is definitely some kind of uncharted territory as we walk into this election in 8 days.
Greg McBride, one of the broker analysts with Allendale out of Iowa, thinking ahead about the market's implications and the election next week. That's exactly what we'll be talking about with our friend John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He joins us live next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Our last three reports focused on the likely plans for bad actors to subvert the election. Thankfully, Congress passed the Electoral Count Reform Act of 2022, which most experts believe will prevail. How does it work? The ECRA sets up federal court guidelines for expedited election challenges, including emergency U.S. Supreme Court action. That's important because the ECRA also sets hard deadlines for states to submit their certification and slate of electors, limiting litigation intended to delay the process. It also prohibits a state legislature from changing electors after the election, a tactic proposed in 2020. It clarifies that only a governor or designated executive are allowed to transmit the certificate of ascertainment and list of electors, avoiding another fake elector scheme. The transmission goes directly to Congress 6 days before the electors convene, which must occur by the first Tuesday after the second Wednesday in December. This election, that's December 17th. Once the process reaches Congress, the ECRA raises the threshold to object to a state certification from one senator and one representative to one-fifth of each body, making it harder to obstruct the proceedings. And it clarifies the role of the vice president as procedural, not the final word on state certifications or electors. We have more on the Electoral Count Reform Act at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we share a teaser for the new show, Wabino Volunteer Fire. Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins to talk the 115th anniversary and Wisconsin-based comedian, Dobie Maxwell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
Marketing.com. You can also pick up the phone and give them a call. 800-334-9779. That's 800-334-9779. And thank you all for your comments on our talk text line about how the dry weather has been impacting you. Yes, it's been great for the harvest, but it's also kind of hampered For example, ryegrass. One of my callers this morning says didn't get a lot of action just yet because no moisture. So that talk text line, or maybe you've got a question for John, 877-301-FARM. Talk text line, 877-301-3276. John, let's jump right on this election volatility. Is it fact or fiction? Is it something that you're noticing in the marketplace?
It is fact in my mind, in terms of at least how the markets have handled them, handles the market, election situations and election years and things of that nature. And, you know, just kind of watching how the money wants to flow going into an election. Now, everybody thinks that they're setting themselves up one way or another. Typically, the market does try to price in how an election goes and what they see in the polls, what they think the Electoral College would be. You know, where we get the volatility is when all of a sudden things come back and they're different than what the market was anticipating. I mean, I just go back to 2016 when it was Clinton and Trump. You know, the market was really leaning to Clinton, and then the surprise came, and then we saw just crazy volatility that night, especially in the equity markets, you know. And then after things get through, and then they resettle into who the new candidate or who the new president is, you know. So right now, I do think this market is starting to anticipate a few things here. Definitely in the equity markets. Historically, we do see strength in the equity markets going into an election. Obviously, hitting the multiple numbers of new highs recently until this last little pullback is maybe some of that coming into play. And at the same time, in the grain side of things, too, it's just you see money kind of moving around in the marketplace. Some of these positions are getting pushed pretty long. And, you know, realistically, it's going to say more than 10 days or 2 weeks here could bring some volatility based on just how things go after the election. Is it contested? Is it a good, clean change of power if there is one, or is it status quo? What happens in the Senate races, things of Senate and House races as well? Because, you know, markets kind of like gridlock, because if gridlock comes in play, that means policies don't change a whole lot.
Well, and that's also something we got to bear in mind. We need a farm bill done by the end of the calendar year, or that puts a whole nother link of uncertainty in the trade.
Yes, it does. And then there's already talking with some producers dealing with issues because of that farm bill and the ability to market things, or, you know, just that uncertainty what the past is going to be. So it'd really be nice if we can get the bipartisan side taken care of and or get people working together, you know, in that regard, just and get things done in terms of ag policy. So at least there's some direction in terms of some of these programs that are out there, you know, for the producers to follow.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live here on the Midwest Farm Report. Remember their website, totalfarmmarketing.com. Their toll-free number, 800-334-9779. And again, I'm entertaining your questions or thoughts on our talk text line. That number, 877-301-FARM. John, let's go back to the uncertainty regarding the elections. There's one market you're keeping an eye on that's not necessarily so much about international trade. That's the cattle market, because consumer confidence must remain if that cattle market's going to stay robust, huh?
Yeah, cattle market as well as hogs. And you know, we've seen just really good money flow into those two markets here recently. Now, there's a reason, and there's some things that are working on the fundamental side. And obviously, the cattle numbers are still tight, and that's something that's not going to change anytime soon. Just looking at the latest cattle on feed report showing that as well. But we've seen this jump in retail values for both hogs as well as cattle over the last month or so here. You know, you go look at a hog retail chart, it was slowly declining nicely, just like a seasonal pattern. All of a sudden it took a hard left and prices started climbing, and the hog markets come with that. Cattle market, though, we haven't seen much pullback at all off the choice carcass values, closing at 324 again yesterday, which gives more money into that cash market. So, but just talk about being long in the tooth going into a volatile time frame. You got two markets here that really have not had a correction since they've come off their lows. Money's getting into some very long positions. Markets are overbought. And they make me a little nervous, especially for producers here, that you need to get some coverage in and lock some of this in, because when cattle market, hog markets decide to correct, sometimes fundamentals go out the window and the market prices just kind of fall apart. So that's something I've been pushing with my guys and making sure we got some floor underneath things here, and just protecting some of these gains in both those two markets as we're going forward, especially in this period of volatility. You know, if you can see the equity market break and roll over off of its run, that sometimes can trigger that cattle market, which is correlated with that equity market in terms of its move.
Yeah, John Heinberg, again, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, along with us. Let's talk a little bit more about that volatility then, John. And like you said, what happens after the elections? Do we take protection now? Do we take protection later? You were mentioning earlier about the big sweeps that we've seen. And we got to think about dairy, too. I mean, that's another element that we haven't touched on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, to me, you prepare for the event, you take that protection now, and you know, because you're pulling along as a producer in terms of the marketplace, whether it's milk, meat, grains, you know, you've got that ownership regardless. And so having that protection underneath is the key, especially markets that are elevated or markets that got big supplies like the grains, and we could see even more damage, you know, going into it. You know, dairy market's become its own different story now lately. We've obviously had a pretty big correction off of those highs. We've been watching cheese prices really come down off their highs, maybe trying to find a little stability here, but charts still look very, very scary to me, as obviously one of the things that happens in the dairy industry very quickly is production starts ramping up when prices are there or margins are there. And we've seen that off the last couple of reports in terms of the milk production reports from the USDA. I also gotten through some of that key demand window, and then we've seen that really kind of weigh on prices.
Yeah, John Heinberg, market advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Always a wealth of information. We could keep on going with what the markets are talking about prior to the election. John, you're going to be right in the heat of it next week on Election Day. I appreciate you joining us. Have a good week. All right, buddy.
Sounds good. Have a great week.
John Heinberg, again, joining us live from his office in West Bend, totalfarmmarketing.com. Their website, his phone number, if you're interested, is 800-334-9779. 800-334-9779. We're going to keep up to date on what's happening with the harvest coming up tomorrow morning, checking in with our friends from Wiffles Hybrids. This dry weather has definitely helped us wrap it up, but what are the numbers looking like? We'll talk about it.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This is news from the Center, WRCE.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Rural electric cooperatives helped farming communities modernize in the mid-20th century. A National Co-op Month salute next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthshoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A few of the older farmers still around remember not having electric power service at the farm. That changed rapidly in the 1940s, according to Andy Burke, Rural Utilities Service Administrator at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Other entities just didn't want to go into rural America and provide the power. So President Roosevelt started the Rural Electrification Administration. And at the same time, you had co-ops begin to take advantage of REA funding. And it worked. You both saw electric power being provided in areas where it had never been seen before. And those areas prospered as a result.
These days, says Burke, rural electric co-ops are continuing to innovate by adding solar and wind power generation facilities that, in some cases, include battery storage.
One thing that's super important about all this is that when you put in these battery storage units, when you have extreme weather events that might damage another part of the system, now you've got enough energy to help balance that out. And so it actually ends up making your system more resilient to extreme weather events.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour finds us in Viroqua, Wisconsin, with Trigby Olson and Reed Galen. Come on downtown Viroqua and join us on the air.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is News from the Center, 14.
We kick off our morning show week this week talking about Grease the Musical, Richland School District.